We're Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches, and today we're talking about Facebook and our kids. This is a great topic, Barb, for everyone to get their arms around, because the research indicates that a vast majority of parents are not checking in with what their kids are doing on Facebook. And we're going to coach you and come alongside of you, coach you up on how to do just that.
I think it's very important to create boundaries even before you let your kids get on Facebook, even before you give your kids a cell phone, before you let them text, because kids can run into a lot of trouble in any one of these areas. So as you said, Gary, today we're going to be talking about Facebook and your kids.
So let's give you some research and statistics on this. More than 500 million active users are using Facebook today. 50% of active users log on to Facebook in any given day. So Barb, that's 250 million people each day are accessing their Facebook. Now, the average user has about 130 friends. And so imagine trying to communicate with those friends on a daily basis in any other way.
That's tiring.
Which is one of the benefits of Facebook. We're going to talk about that today.
But it takes up a lot of time,
too. It takes up a lot of time, and it also can lead to some misunderstandings and hurts and all sorts of violations. So we're going to really help you zero in on this. There are more than 250 million active users currently using Facebook through their mobile devices as well.
I hope they're not driving, Gary.
Yeah, well, there's a law, at least in our state, on that one. There are more than 200 mobile operators in 60 countries working to deploy and promote Facebook mobile products. Now, here's the drill. Facebook is awesome. Social media is awesome. We're using it in our ministry. And anybody who's sitting back saying, we just don't think this fad is going to stick around, has probably missed the boat on this thing. So we need to identify how to use it, how to boundary it, how to connect with it. But when we're talking about our children, there are some very specific things that we think will coach you as we unpack some information.
Well, like any form of technology, your kids need limits. And oftentimes we turn things over to our kids believing that they have that understanding of right and wrong, of boundaries, and they won't misuse them. But in reality, I think that we put our kids out there, they're overexposed and they're underdeveloped. So today, as we talk about Facebook, we're going to be talking about some Facebook rules for parents to engage with your kids.
Well, Barb, our friends Jason and Kelly Kraske are known as the social media couple. They've written some information on this, and we've been hanging out together for a lot of years. So we're going to give you some of this and pass it on to you. Now, here's rule number one. Mom and dad, be active on Facebook. Now, you may not want to be, but you got to be, for your kids' sake. Because if they're on Facebook, this gives you an opportunity to understand some of the things that they're sorting through. Now, believe us, your kids are posting, and they're posting all sorts of different activities, photos, news feeds, things that they're doing, things they're thinking about, things they're experiencing. And sometimes, I think, because they're underdeveloped, Barb, they don't realize that when they post it on there, it's for everyone's eyes. Mm. So when we're active on it, you know what? We can do some heart checks. We're going to give you some very specific ways to do that so that you can move close to your kids. But you got to be on it if you're going to help your kids process it.
Okay, here's another Facebook rule. Don't parent your kids on Facebook. So if they say or do something on Facebook that brings out the parent in you, remember this: to talk to your kids, don't type.
I love that.
I can remember infractions that would happen in our kitchen, and I would have to take care of things immediately with our kids. But, today with Facebook and everything's going out there, and so instead of having something that you talk about privately in the kitchen of your home, if you let your fingers do the typing, you're liable to make some real trouble in your relationship with your own child.
Here's the number three rule for parents with their kids on Facebook. Give your kids some space. Now, it's okay occasionally to maybe engage and to join the conversation with your kids, and that's awesome. But you know what? They're probably not going on Facebook to connect more to you. They're connecting to other people.
This is serious.
It is. So give them some space on this deal, and don't use it as your primary way of connecting to your kids. How about number four?
Well, number four is set a Facebook curfew. Bottom line, kids need boundaries. Mm-hmm. They will always need boundaries until they leave your home. And especially, now think about it, there's a 24/7, 365-day party going on Facebook. And I mean, that just explodes your thinking. It's all day, all night, all the time going on Facebook. So as parents, Call it a curfew, call it whatever you want, but establish those boundaries and explain to them when it is not acceptable to be on Facebook. For instance, during meals, you know, during school, during church, you've got to reconcile this within yourself and explain it to your kids. The other way to look at this instead of a curfew is, this is the time of day that you can be on it. So set aside a margin of free time that they might be using to be doing something else, but take it out of the margin of time after they've done homework, after they've eaten their meal, after you've connected as a family, after they've been actively involved in conversations with their friends. But make sure that you take the time out of that margin time.
All right. Now, we know we're talking to moms and dads with variations in their exposure and experience with Facebook. So this one's going to get pretty specific. This is number 5. Spot check their wall, their friends, their likes, and their inbox. And here is my coaching to you, mom and dad. Do that with your child in the room, if at all possible, because it will build the trust. And now let me break this down. As a parent, you need to know who your kids are interacting with, what pages they're on, what games they're on, what they're associated with, and what they're doing on Facebook. You got to do that. So some of this you can do as a Facebook friend, but you know what? Every once in a while, you might want to log on to their profile, scroll through their newsfeed, check some messages in their inbox, and when you're in their account, you got to be very, very cautious. Don't post anything. Don't erase anything. And don't pose as if you are them. And Barbara, we've heard those stories from parents with adult kids as well as young kids that we get in there and we're using it in a snooping way. I don't think that's appropriate. However, when your kids are in the room with you and you're saying, you know what, let's just do a little spot check, that is appropriate parenting. And if your kids are active in areas or discussions or games or, you know, in their newsfeed, any of those areas of the Facebook that they're wanting to hide from you, I think all you need to do is take the Facebook out of the equation and just say, if there was any other behavior my child was doing, would that be okay with me or would I want to know? Now, here's the great part. Facebook is going to give you sometimes more information than you want at that time, but it may give you the information you need in order to really drill down what they're doing.
Well, Gary, I like what you said. It's not that you want to know it, but you need to know it. Yeah. And so that's probably happened to a mother or a father who's listening right now. So be the parent. Don't try to be popular. Don't try to win the relationship. Be the parent, which takes me on to the next action point, number 6. Parents have the final say. Even when someone comes on the Facebook and gives a like of a funny statement, it can give outsiders full access to your child's Facebook account. Right there, that causes me to shudder. A Facebook page for even a popular show of some kind can be just one click away from some pretty raunchy stuff. So if you, as the parent, you stand back and you're going, man, this friend needs to be blocked or a page unliked or a password changed, then so be it. Be the parent. Because being a parent is doing what's right rather than what's popular with your teenager.
And let me give you number 7 because this is critically important. Talk offline with your kids about online experiences. And here's the punchline of this. The more you talk offline about what is happening online, the better are the chances that your kids will turn to you when something happens online that made them feel uncomfortable or even threatened. You know what, folks? Talk about it. Engage it. Connect with your kids. Use this great social media tool to enhance relationships and speak into your kids' hearts. But allow them to know it's a privilege. It's not a right. That what they are doing on Facebook has to be held accountable and that their accounts really are not private. Because you want to come alongside of them and let them know you love them, that you're there to help caution them, to help encourage them, and to help them establish appropriate boundaries, clear guidelines, so that they learn and they can take away how to use this great, cool social media tool in order to connect with other people.
I know there's going to be a lot of parents that go to our website, americasfamilycoaches.com, to continue this conversation. We want to hear from you at americasfamilycoaches.com.